Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
Okay.
Wonderful. By the way, I was calling in regards to the email that Paul sent.
Okay.
Is Paul available?
No, he's still out working.
Got it. So this is actually regarding his request for cancellation effective on the 19th, which I would like to discuss further, as well as the options regarding the Google verified budget. May I know when will be the best time to call to discuss this with Paul, or is this something that I can proceed and discuss with you?
I mean, you can discuss with me too, but I know me and him made the decision together to cancel.
Got it. So, I mean, we actually just wanted to let you know of the options that we have, and technically this is something that I have already mentioned with Paul, that canceling the services would actually mean that it can lessen your visibility online, and that could actually mean that potential clients that will be intending to contact your business may go with different ones, as optimization will not continue on your listings anymore. At the same time, for the budget paid for the Google Verified campaign, we can reallocate that instead to continue with the local SEO, so that we get to continue with optimizing the Google business profile. But I guess it would be best if I call back once Paul is available. Would that be correct?
No. I mean, like I said, me and him made the decision together. I don't feel that we're getting, you know, you all are all the way across the country. I don't feel that our Facebook is really being, you know, things just aren't being done. And honestly, it was my idea. I want someone here local that I can call that's local, that I can talk to face-to-face and get things done here. So it's not necessarily anything against Local Splash. I think it's more geography than anything.
Got it. I mean, because I totally understand where you're coming from. And technically just within 2 months since we started the program, there has actually been a good number of leads. That's a total of 60 leads received. 52 were phone calls, 4 were text messages, 2 from the website, and 4 were
That's just it. You're charging me for them. They're looking at my website and calling your phone number, so then you're charging me to forward that call to me. So, like I said, and I understand you have to try and you have a job to do as well to keep us as a customer, and I can appreciate that. But at the same time, I just need you to appreciate the fact that we're on the other side of the country, and we're going to find someone here locally to handle our social media and to handle our website and to handle all of that digital platform for us. But we appreciate what you all did for us up to this point. But as of right now, we still stand firm with, as of April 19th, that's just, you know, we're going to vacate Local Splash.
I totally understand. Now, I can go ahead and schedule a phone call at least 3 days before the next billing, and that way we can further discuss your cancellation request and have a
process. Stephanie, listen, honey, I'm trying to be cool here, and I'm trying to be nice. A phone call 3 days in advance is not going to change my mind. I've already reached out to local people to take care of all of this stuff. I'm going with someone local. So we appreciate what you did for us. It's just not working for us. Mm-hmm. And so I would kindly ask you to just take what I'm saying and understand the fact that we're canceling and there's no need for further phone calls, okay?
Definitely, I totally understand. Now, in regards to processing the cancellation, it is something that needs to be done over the phone, which is the reason why I would still need to schedule a follow-up call before the next billing so that I can go ahead and have it processed for you. at the same time, you mentioned you're going to have someone local. We can actually put the account on pause instead, probably for about 2 months, while you go with a local marketing company. And then
definitely,
if anything doesn't
honey,
work out, then we can always resume. At least the progress is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not pausing anything. Like I said, this is our final decision. I appreciate mm-hmm. your efforts. I hope Local Splash appreciates the efforts that you give. That this is our final decision. If you feel the need to call 3 days before the cancellation just to make a cancellation, I don't know what that's going to do other than this phone call, you're more than welcome to do so. But as it stands right now, we're canceling, okay?
All right. I definitely understand, Jennifer.
I don't think you understand. You keep saying you understand, but I honestly don't think that you do, or we would already have been off the phone by now. So we need to leave it like it is. We need to part ways like it is while I'm still calm, because it's kind of getting to me now that you keep telling me you understand, but yet you keep trying to get me to stay. I understand your job. I appreciate what you have to do. But now I need for you to show that same appreciation to me and understand that I have the right to cancel, and I'm going with someone locally. And if you need to call 3 days before the 19th to finalize it, I understand. But I'm going to go ahead and hop off of here. It's 6:15 where I'm at, which is evening time and dinner time, and I've got some things I need to get done, okay?
All right. And, right, definitely, Jennifer. Now, just to set expectations, though, per the terms and conditions, for the cancellation, the account should be at least paid for 3 months or 3 months old. So technically, if we cancel at second month, then there will be an early termination fee of $299.
Well, how about
and
that? And you know what gets me, Stephanie? What gets me is you don't lead with that. And my husband was told that he was not under any contract and that he could cancel at any time. So if you need that $299 that bad, sweetheart, you go ahead and charge it. Because now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I tell people not to use Local Splash, because this is what you get when you don't get your way. You're going to charge me an additional $300 that you didn't disclose in the beginning when they talked to my husband. He was told no contract, no cancellation fees. Yet here we are, now that you're not hearing what you want to hear, you're going to charge me $299 for canceling 1 month early when I'm not supposed to have a contract at all.
Oh, no, not
at all. And now that I'm home, Stephanie, the leads, you have charged me $500 for leads, and the leads only started this month. You know, this is what I'm talking about. This is why we're canceling. So do you really need that $299 that bad? After you've already taken $500 of my money for leads, and I've only got leads for less than a month?
And it's leads from the website. The only reason they're charging is because they're calling their phone number. They're getting on our website to get our phone number, and they listed their phone number on our website instead of ours and charging us for it.
Let me just check on your account really quick, just to verify in regards to the billing, okay? I believe there have been 3 monthly payments already, but let me just go ahead and confirm so that we can just go ahead and process the cancellation on the next
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the best thing.
All right. But just to be transparent, the terms and conditions are also in the client dashboard in case you would like to check and access that. But yes, let me go ahead and confirm in regards to billing really quick, okay?
Well, see, unfortunately, when you deal with somebody in California, you can't take them on their word. I didn't read your terms and conditions. I took your salesman as telling me the truth, and that is clearly not what they have done. So just yet another reason as to why I'm so dissatisfied with Local Splash. And I promise you, I'm going to put it all over my Facebook and my website.
I apologize to hear about that, though. But rest assured, I mean, everything is actually in the terms and conditions, and I totally understand where you're coming from. And yes,
I do business on a handshake. I don't do business on with the little fine writing that you want to put in there so you can charge me for more money. I told you the other day I didn't give you a blank check to just remove money out of my account.
Right.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Better cancel it and be done. Right.
But yes, in regards to the account, you've already made 3 payments, which means, yes, we can proceed with a cancellation, with no early termination fee. And in regards to the, amount that you've paid for the Google Verified budget, I'll go ahead and, request for the refund, so that we can have that processed.
That would be great.
Great. And, I totally understand, that you are already, decided with regards to cancellation, but, to push through and process a cancellation, would it be okay if I follow up at least 3 days before the next billing? That will be on the 16th.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much. And do you maybe have any questions or anything else that I can assist before I let you go?
No, I think that's it, Stephanie.
All right. Well, thank you so much for both your time, Paul and Jennifer. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and you both have a great rest of the day.
Thanks.
Follow up on the 16th then.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Bye.